Welcome to the Deep Roots at Home podcast. For those of you new here, the Deep Roots at Home website was founded by Jackie in 2011. As a retired RN, longtime homeschooler, past Lyme sufferer with a love of preventative natural medicinals, Jackie has encouraged women for years now. Our desire is to spread truth and important information during these recent deceptive times, as well as the practicals of homemaking and all things beautiful. Whether you are listening in the car, while you're making dinner for your children, or sitting with a relaxing cup of tea, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Deep Roots at Home podcast. Today we have Dr. Jana Grimm with us, and she's been with us on the podcast before. She is a follower of Jesus, wife, mother, and chiropractic physician on a mission to educate, inspire, and equip as many people as possible to get healthy and pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus. She's been in private practice for over 16 years with an emphasis in functional and foundational nutrition and women's health. Dr. Jana has helped transform thousands of lives through Christ-centered holistic healthcare and educational opportunities. She has pioneered brick and mortar and telehealth practices in Tennessee, California, and now Wyoming. She's offered telehealth services since 2009, serving people all around the world now for their good and God's glory. Dr. Jana is passionate about using her gifts to help revive the body of Christ, both physically and spiritually, so that people can be more effective in their kingdom work. Welcome to the podcast, Jana.
Hi, thank you for having me again. It's an honor to be here.
I am so excited, and I'm so excited for our topic today. We are talking about the gut-brain connection, and I, for one, am very interested in this topic, so I just cannot wait to hear what you have to say to us. So I'm just going to let you go ahead and take off.
Sounds good. I'm excited, too. I love talking about this topic, and it is an absolutely critical, at least concept, for everyone to understand in order to get truly healthy. So our gut is intricately connected to every other system in our body, and the gut-brain connection has everything to do with how and why our body heals, or you could look at it in the reverse, how and why our bodies get sick. So let me start from the beginning and walk you through everything I can about the gut-brain connection. So the gut-brain connection is also known as the gut-brain axis, and it is the biochemical signaling that takes place between our gut and our brain, essentially. The GI tract in our body is essentially 30 foot long, and it's the winding tube that stretches from our mouth to our anus. And that tubing has a thick mucous membrane coating on it, which serves as both a protective layer and basically like a topsoil, if you will, to the garden of our good bacteria, or our probiotics, as most people are familiar these days. And all of this is critical to good health. So our GI tract has a lot of responsibility in our bodies. So our gut, which is often referred to as our second brain, maybe you have heard that before.
I have. It's fascinating.
Isn't it fascinating? It's true. So our gut directly communicates with our actual brain by way of our nervous system, our hormones, and our immune system. And together, these two brains, if you will, are foundational to our overall health. So our gut is one of our main interfaces with our environment, the external environment. And so, like I mentioned before, it has, or it should have, a thick mucous membrane lining, which allows it to serve as one of our body's primary protective barriers. And our gut is also responsible for sorting out information that comes in the form of food or toxins or microorganisms and infections like bacteria or viruses and fungi and parasites, like all of the infections, good or bad, that we can be exposed to. So there's a super complex system of communicating that's happening in our gut, that's happening between the DNA of our body's cells and the DNA in the trillions of cells that make up our microbiome alone, and between the DNA of the food and the microorganisms that enter our body through the digestive system. So we're exposed to more than people could ever imagine just through our digestive tract.
Wow.
So when the microbiology in our gut gets disrupted, and this can happen from eating the wrong diet, eating wrong foods, or taking antibiotics and taking medications from stress or any other type of toxic assault, essentially. And then there's major miscommunication that happens at the genetic level and a snowball of side effects and malfunctions that happen between all of our body's systems. So I regularly test, if you will, the microbiome and more through functional lab panels. And these are the things that I'm testing for. So all of the different parasites, virus, bacteria, fungal infections, mycotoxins, mold poisoning, heavy metals, environmental toxins. This is the load that we get exposed to from the different sources I was just sharing that destroy the gut lining, which leads to leaky gut or intestinal permeability, whatever you want to call it, and then wreaks havoc on every other system in the body, potentially, especially more and more over time. So
if I can interrupt with a question,
sure.
Maybe you're going to answer this, but the term leaky gut,
yeah,
we hear that a lot. Is that mm-hmm. when that thick lining is not protecting the, it's got holes in it, or it's not intact?
Basically, yeah. So where it should be this thick, much more impermeable membrane, mucus, like a thick, I think of it kind of as the texture of a SCOBY if you've ever brewed your own kombucha.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of rubbery, thick, very protective. And when you have leaky gut, it's been destroyed. So it's like thin. Think of like wet toilet paper. Of course, it's not that thin, or our intestines would you know, be getting torn like super easy. But absolutely, like the integrity of it is completely damaged. Inflammation is going crazy. And then we have all of these cells that are a part of our gut. For example, when we have like an emotional response, a fear response, or we're facing a confrontation and it literally makes us sick to our stomach or grief, we feel it in our gut, right? So right. We have endless amounts of receptors and different kinds of cells, and then things that are released from these cells in our gut. So there's something called SIGA or secretory IgA. When our gut is under attack from these different infections or environmental toxins that are known to cause a cytokine storm or any other kind of inflammatory response, or gluten, for example, when our body doesn't like it, it goes and attacks the tight junctions in our gut lining, or destroys and damages and chips away at that thick mucous membrane lining. And then we get intestinal permeability or leaky gut. So if you picture, yeah, a wall, like a fortress, a city that should be covered, you know, in armor, surrounded, and it's now got holes in it. You see the cannons like busting their way through. It's kind of like the Bible talks about, I'm going to botch the scripture, but about a city without walls can be easily destroyed, right? And so the more damaged this very protective tubing is, the more cracks you're going to see, because things that should not be passing out of our gut and into our bloodstream and into the rest of our body are, and the immune system is then turned on 24/7 trying to fight what it shouldn't have to be fighting.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our listeners, or maybe even you, Jenny, are familiar with candida overgrowth or leaky, well, you already said you're familiar with leaky gut, but candida overgrowth is kind of a buzzword. A lot of people are familiar with it, right? So both of those things start in our gut when our good bacteria or our probiotic population gets wiped out, and the population of candida, the yeast, gets overgrown and takes over. So now we have a reverse ratio going on in the microbiome. This is just one of many. You're never going to have just one thing out of balance. You know, if this is that, that's an indication that there's going to be others as well. But this is one major and common root layer of many of the symptoms and conditions and diseases that so many people are suffering from. I see this all the time. So someone with candida overgrowth almost inevitably has leaky gut or increased intestinal permeability.
Okay.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So leaky gut is essentially a breakdown and a weakening of that thick mucous membrane lining that lines the GI tract that we just spoke about. And when it breaks down, it allows food and other particles to literally leak out of our gut and into the bloodstream. And that sets off that autoimmune storm in our body. And our immune system attacks, which is what it's designed to do. That's what God designed it to do, to go after foreign invaders. But it was never intended that this much would be leaking out of our gut for our immune system to start to attack and then therefore turn on itself and start attacking itself. And we live like there's a more common term thrown around these days, like we live in the age of autoimmunity. This stuff didn't used to exist 60 years ago or whatever the time frame it is. It's much more prevalent in these last few decades. And that's because of the toxic absolute assault on our bodies these days. And it's coming from every angle. In fact, we are potentially, most people are exposed to more antibiotics from the food they eat than even from the antibiotics they've ever taken in their lifetime. Most people don't know that. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which is why it's really important to find clean meat or know your local farmer or source good foods, because it's real. And the mold and mycotoxins that come from our food, many of them that I find in testing, granted there is a significant amount coming from moldy buildings and such. But at least half of what I find is coming from the molds in our food, from like bulk foods, from meat, from dairy, the milk of cows. Think about this, especially here. So for example, in Wyoming, we have heavy winters, right? So most ranchers, if not all, they have to feed in the winter.
Right.
So they have to harvest the hay from the spring and summer, roll it up, bale it, store it. Well, there's always going to be moisture in it. So the propensity for mold is there, even in an arid climate like Wyoming. And then the animals are eating that and getting exposed to mycotoxins, even if they're like grass-fed, pastured, grass-finished, you know, maybe because you can still be grass-fed, even if they're having to harvest it and feed it to you versus being 100% getting it off pasture, right? And maybe they're not injected with antibiotics or hormones, and they're being raised well, and they're as healthy of livestock or cattle as you can have, but there could still be mold in their feed. And so their milk and their meat could still be infested, if you will, with mycotoxins. It's real. So every mycotoxin that shows up in a mold toxicity test, it tells you where the common sources of that are from. And a lot of it is from either the animals or from bulk foods. So things like coffee beans and all the grains and bulk like dried legumes, beans and stuff. Those are stored in silos or in trucks being shipped, you know, far and wide across the country, or even when they get to the stores, you can buy those things often in bulk bins. Anything that sits piled high for a long period of time is susceptible to mold.
That's overwhelming.
It's a little overwhelming, but it's real. And yeah. So can we avoid all of it? No. But shopping locally is even more than just supporting local business, which I am a huge fan of and all of that, but it's even the less far that your food has to travel.
Right.
It even matters in this arena as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So let me try to get us back on track a little bit here, but let's see, where was I? So that autoimmune condition that is triggered from leaky gut is part of what our body was designed to do. And it's designed to attack anything foreign that shows up in the blood or in the system. But this causes our body to develop antibodies to foods and environmental particles that have been leaking out of the gut. So the longer this goes on, you're going to start to see more increasing food sensitivities that could turn into food allergies and then environmental allergies. And now every spring and fall, you find that you're reacting to, you know, hay fever, mold, dust, dander, pollen, whatever. If that is you, you know that you have leaky gut. You can like work the equation in reverse. If somebody has significant allergies, they're reacting to everything. I already know that I'm up against leaky gut, and I know that I need to work backwards and find out what is all hiding in their system that has caused this, that has led to the disruption, so that we can clear the root causes and then get into repair mode and rebuild that gut lining.
When it comes to vaccines, most mothers and fathers want to know facts, not others' opinions. Jackie wished she had known more facts when she went in for her first well baby visit. Because Jackie strongly promotes parental choice, she felt led to write a short treatise with personal facts. This vaccination ebook is pretty concise to allow you, the parent, to read, research into the studies she shares, and come up with your own decisions. Jackie's sincere desire is that you and your children thrive, and so she presents to you the vaccination ebook free of charge. Simply go to deeprootsathome.com/vital-info-ebook/. That's deeprootsathome.com/vital-info-ebook/.
So all of that stuff is reversible. That is a big piece of my testimony. I used to have horrible allergies and live on allergy medication and wake up with my eyes crusted shut and my nose, itchy nose and sneezing and just like watery, oozy mucus coming out of everywhere. And I don't have any of that anymore. That's not my story anymore. So these, I speak it from personal and clinical experience that these things can be healed and they are just symptoms. So, let me go into a little more detail about how this sort of happens, this autoimmune condition that I was talking about. So this can also be known as something called molecular mimicry. And when this happens, you wind up with autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's, like the autoimmune version of low hypothyroid, right? Or rheumatoid arthritis, where the body's attacking the joints, or psoriasis, where it's attacking the skin and joints, et cetera. So when the healthy ecosystem or microbiology in our gut or our microbiome, as many people know it as well, then when that gets imbalanced or destroyed, the parasitic yeast overgrowth, for example, wreaks havoc on the immune system. It destroys the protective mucus lining, and therefore leaky gut, it becomes a very common secondary condition, which has to be healed in order to get the inflammation to decrease and get the rest of the body to heal. So you don't go after the skin solely, and you don't go after the thyroid alone. You have to start with the root causes and work from the inside out holistically, or you'll never truly heal these things.
Right. So, part of the problem with allopathic medicine is when we just slap a thyroid medicine, you know, you're not addressing why is the thyroid in trouble.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's you're exactly right. So the name of the game is always asking why. Like, why is this happening? Where did this start? What's at the root of it? And that is how you get better. So it's the way you think through it, once you kind of understand that concept, it's not that complicated or radical. It's very logical, in fact, right? Mm-hmm. But we're not taught this. And when we're training up our kids, especially in the traditional sense and through the school system or whatever, this isn't what's being taught. This is not what they want us to know. This is not, the method to healing and prevention, even more so, that's our responsibility to teach our kids. So we have to understand this, but once we understand these concepts, which is so fitting for this Deep Roots at Home podcast, right?
Right.
Because this is the heart of what Jackie's trying to teach people and educate and inform and inspire people with, that there's much hope, there's much that's within our control, and there's amazing natural medicine, if you will, and homeopathy and lifestyle changes and just this great amount of wisdom that can be applied to get our health back, to for things to be restored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hope.
Absolutely.
And hope heals. Mm-hmm. So to make this simple, if anyone has a known or diagnosed or even suspected autoimmune disease like lupus or Hashimoto's or food allergies or environmental allergies, which a lot of people don't even know that falls into the scope of autoimmune disease, if you will, or even other like brain or neurological conditions like autism or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, basically any type of chronic or serious illness or symptoms that no one's able to figure out, if you go after leaky gut and again, work the equation backwards and get to these root causes,
right,
then you'll be able to be advised properly if that doctor or clinician or whatever it is walks in wisdom, and they can customize a plan, or that I can speak, I guess, in first person, I can then customize a plan that addresses whatever's at the root, the proper customized diet, which is slightly different, if not drastically different for different people, depending on what those root causes are. And then a custom detox that targets what's going on in, say, your body versus my body or the next person's body, because it's different from person to person, even though 100 people might get diagnosed with Hashimoto's, what's on their labs is going to look different between all 100 of those people. It's not like every person with Hashimoto's has the exact same root causes at all.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is why you really can't just like guess your way through it and, or just go, oh yeah, here, social media, you asked me, how do I fix my thyroid? Take this one pill and it's going to get better. That will not work. So then it takes the custom lifestyle changes and specific supplementation or removal of foods from the diet or whatever that might look like. But this is going to be the key to restoring your health. And so, though there's some major general principles that apply, like we've been talking about, and even understanding this whole gut-brain connection, there's never going to be a one-size-fits-all diet or program that's going to restore leaky gut or go after whatever that downstream diagnosis is, like we just talked about. So we're all made uniquely in the image of God. We have different genetics. So there's a lot of different applications that apply. And that's where the expertise of the practitioner working with you will be incredibly valuable.
Right.
Understanding all of this is going to help you have the wisdom to persevere and follow through, right? And understanding that this is not in any stretch of the imagination quackery or hard to understand even. It's really quite simple and makes a lot of sense if you understand what these organs do and what they're for and what the job of the GI tract is and just how vital a role it plays in every single piece of our life and health, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say in my opinion that functional medicine and functional nutrition make healthcare so much more simple, and it's the art and science of properly assessing root causes of problems and addressing each person's specific needs with the proper diet and proper then supplements or nutraceuticals in order to restore our God-given functions in our body. And when we do that right, the body can heal.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Right.
So I would say basically what happens in and to our gut has everything to do with how our physical brain, our nervous system, our mind, and our thoughts work, and vice versa. Things that we take into our mind, lies that we believe, things we meditate on, pollution, you know, be it physical, spiritual, or emotional, also then affects our gut. So if there's, for example, trauma that's not dealt with, it will affect our gut health, which then can affect our hormones or our digestion or immunity and such, right? It can go backwards or forwards.
Right.
Top to bottom, I guess, if you will, or bottom to top. So we think on that for a minute. Let me explain maybe from the chiropractor side of me a little bit about our central nervous system, which is the brain and spinal cord, and then the peripheral nervous system that branches off of there, and how this affects all the other 11 systems in our body. So if you think about, I give the example of thinking about someone with a traumatic brain injury or a spinal cord injury, and the higher up the injury, the more systems and vital nerves and organs are affected, right? So you know somebody who's broken their neck at maybe C1, C2, and they're a complete quadriplegic.
Right.
Okay. You break your neck a little bit lower and the whole thing changes, where maybe you're only a paraplegic, right to left, or you have function of your arms but not your legs or something like that. So the injury and site of injury and degree of injury matters. Fair enough?
Yeah.
So what I say is, like, for the brain and spinal cord, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So, if the brain and the spinal cord, or the central nervous system, if you will, is not happy, the whole rest of the body will be affected in return. Okay. So what we eat, what we take or take into our bodies, what we put on our bodies or in our bodies, and what we're exposed to, and again, be it physical, spiritual, or emotional. I mean, you could go on tangents in every direction with these statements. It matters. And it affects every other system and function in our body. We are one body with 12 systems. So this whole idea in Western medicine that we need a specialist for every different organ system in our body.
Right.
There's a time and a place at times, but there's so much that they're missing and so much hopelessness that they're promoting and so many root causes that are being overlooked so often. And it's sad. It's really sad because a lot of people will literally die in those diagnoses when there are so many things that can be done for cardiovascular disease or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or MS, and these things that are said to be chronic and incurable, or even seeing autism and things. The list goes on. There's just so much, but there's so much hope for so many and most of these things, things that are hiding or harboring in the body that can be dealt with in different ways that can take a huge load off the system, and you will see symptom reversal, because really every diagnosis is just a lump sum of certain symptoms. It's just a label. It's right. Not the end all be all, and it really doesn't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So I guess the bottom line is, between, like, the gut brain are definitely connected, but in truth, it's all connected.
Right.
All of it. Our whole body is so interwoven, which is, I love it, because I don't know how you can study or look at the body even a little bit, even from even an elementary standpoint, and not know that there's a creator, because there's no way this thing just evolved.
Absolutely.
It's so intricately made, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So one thing that I always say is that understanding this two-way connection, this like highway between our brain and our gut, and our digestive system, it's a game changer in how we think about sickness and disease. And understanding it gives so much hope. So it might feel in some ways overwhelming. I get that. But the idea is not for today, everybody to have everything figured out, but just to understand the concept and just the facts, the outlined facts of that this is a real thing. And it significantly affects our health. And when you go after this, like the gut-brain connection, and restore that gut-brain connection, or anywhere where there's glitches in the system, if you will, you can help heal the body as a whole. Mm-hmm. And for that's a lot of hope for people.
Absolutely.
who maybe don't have a diagnosis. Nobody can figure out what's wrong with them or why their body's flipping out.
It is no secret that Jackie loves TRS, but some have asked exactly what is TRS? TRS is a nanozeolite spray that facilitates some amazing things. TRS does not heal anything, but it gently clears the body of toxins and heavy metals, so the body can heal itself exactly as God designed it to do. Why not get to the root cause instead of just applying Band-Aids? Excellent supplements and individual remedies can help, but they cannot help as much until you remove the root source of inflammation and disease. Detoxing toxins and metals is foundational to good health. TRS is safe for the elderly and for children as well. For more information, go to www.deeprootsathome.com/TRS.
So this is a huge reason why so many people are so sick, but there is a reason why. And sometimes it does take more drastic diet and lifestyle changes depending on, again, what the root causes are or how sick someone comes in or how advanced it is. But nonetheless, you can even take someone in the most severe health crisis and get them back to health in most cases. God gets the final say at the end of the day. I always say that, you know, the Lord willing, all this stuff is reversible. So,
it's amazing when you look at the foundation of everything. You're not just dealing with the symptoms, but you're looking at the foundation, how maybe it, you know, maybe it is truly fairly simple.
Yes. I'll tell you, it's a lot more simple than most people have either have made it out to be, or because so many people go to the internet to try to solve their problems now. And in some ways I understand, because the healthcare system is so broken and so manipulated and all of that stuff that, like, it's hard to know who you can trust these days. I completely understand that part of it, but we'll gather so much good information from the internet or from blogs or influencers or podcasts or whatever, that in a lot of cases, I'm not going to try to even throw a percentage at it or anything like that, but in a lot of cases, and very, very often, at least in my practice, because I get sick people calling me, right? It's not, people aren't fantastically healthy calling me just to say hi. They're calling me because they need help. So considering that that is the population I talk to, of those people, so many of them have done all this, the internet research, or taken this advice and tried to piece stuff together from online advice or whatever, or maybe a little online program, only to end up either, I would say, broken, or if nothing else, very confused, mm-hmm. unable to put it all together. Right. So there's just a time and a place to lock arms with someone as the Lord leads, to help you navigate this, especially if it's a more complicated situation. But the gut-brain axis, gut-brain connection, whatever you want to call it, is definitely involved if someone is sick. Mm-hmm. That's I guess, more of the simple answer. And I'll also say that so much, not all, but much of what so many people are suffering is not only unnecessary, but it's also within our control to change. And that's another piece of hopeful information that I like to point out, or to call out, I guess. What if it's the very things, the lifestyle that we're living, or things that we're eating, or things that we're getting exposed to that are within our control? What if those are a bulk of our root causes? And so there's a repentance goes a long way if there's somewhere, you know, where it's actually become sinful activity, or, you know, like neglect, or just you're rejecting godly wisdom, or, you know, the Lord's been putting something on your heart, but you don't want to go through the hard, you know, change or whatever that might be. I see that all the time, but the bottom line is you can, and it is within your power, because we as believers have the Holy Spirit, a helper that lives inside of us and has come upon us, and that is where our power comes from. And that is where self-control comes from. And so knowing that, we have the power to change in any capacity God calls us to.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's encouraging.
Right.
Might be a little scary. I get it, because he's called me to some radical changes for short seasons or different seasons of my life, depending on what that was. But nonetheless, it never returned void. When it's from the Lord, it does not return void.
That's right.
He has something better. He's not asking us to do something to punish us. He disciplines those he loves, and he has good gifts for his children. And so he knows that the gift of healing or breakthrough or having energy and motivation again far surpasses the enjoyment that you get from indulging in sugar, for example, or not giving up gluten, whatever it might be.
That thing that you just are not ready for.
Yeah, that thing, whatever that might look like. And it's different for everybody, you know. Certain things are much more adversely affecting one person, and then the other person can have that food or that thing maybe in more freedom, where somebody else just can't. And it is compromising to their health or their mental health or their spiritual health. And that's why we need the Lord to be involved for the like fine tuning it at that level, for sure. So let's see. I would say if we are each willing to truly surrender to the Lord and allow him to teach us and to help us and to correct us and to empower us to do what we feel is impossible,
mm-hmm.
he then empowers us through the Holy Spirit in our humility and our repentance to do whatever it takes and whatever he might ask of us. Amen?
Amen.
And then he empowers us to deny those temptations or the indulgences of the flesh, whatever that might look like for each person, so that our bodies can function and operate as he designed them to do. And we have to remember that he is a God of mercy and grace, and it applies to our health. So we cannot compartmentalize this relationship with the Lord. And much of modern American Christianity, that's what it looks like. It's this very compartmentalized, I know Jesus, but is he really Lord and King of our life? Is he invited to rule and reign over every piece of our life?
Every decision.
Like before we pick up that phone and call this doctor, or even if we're like, well, I have insurance, so this is what I have to do. I can only go here. Or this is what I thought. This is what my mom taught me. Or this is what I went to school for all these years, and this is what I was taught. But is that the truth? Jackie would have that testimony, would she not?
Right.
As an RN? I mean, she was willing to let the Lord renew and transform her mind through her own personal testimony, the things she witnessed, what she saw not working, and she sought true wisdom and is now sharing that with others. And this is not the fruit of what she was taught in school,
right.
Nor is what I'm teaching all from what I, even though I am a chiropractor by that is my actual like legal licensure is doctor of chiropractic. And then all my advanced training is in like functional foundational nutrition, et cetera. But there is so much that I've even had to chew on the meat and spit out the bones. There's a lot of new age infiltration or things that are just flat out lies that you're taught as fact. And you're like, this isn't true. I've tried this and it doesn't work. So yeah, no. So all of us, no matter what field we're in, or even as the patient or client, we need to have the Lord involved so that we can discern truth from lies and discern, what God is calling us to, and, you know, that your spirit can bear witness to what you're being told, and know where to turn and where to go and what to do. And then it empowers you to take action and follow through with the hard things, because we have to participate in our health for our health to be restored. There's no doctor or magic pill. There never will be. I think most people know that by now. But in a sense, people are still kind of looking for that. They want the easy.
Right. And really and truly, unless the Lord blesses the means, whatever that means is, unless mm-hmm. he blesses it, it will not be effectual.
Right.
So, you know, you can have it. It's truly the blessing of the Lord over each individual, whether that's an herb, whether that's a supplement, whether that's a medication.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would agree with you, because there can be a million good things, but I don't want to ever settle for the permissible will of God. I want his perfect will, and I want the things that are blessed, because otherwise you can waste a whole lot of time and money. Or you can end up in a state of total confusion because something sounds good, or just because somebody with a lot of letters behind their name is teaching something.
Right.
Doesn't make it true. Just means that person spent a whole lot of extra years getting indoctrined. Honestly. Time and money. And so they're extra brainwashed, maybe. Sorry. Probably a little inappropriate. But it's true. So let me tell you, there's 7 of the most common U.S. and Western culture digestive diseases. I have this in my notes here, are celiac disease, diverticulitis, colorectal cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, gallstones and gallbladder disease, and irritable bowel syndrome, and 7, acid reflux or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. So our country, and not, it goes beyond America, of course, now, but America especially, is without a doubt in a health crisis. And this crisis, this health crisis, is affecting the kingdom of God. And so in my webinars, I wrap them up. I don't tickle ears. And so I do think it can be for everybody, but not everybody is ready to hear it. But like, why would we pull any punches? Like, let's just get truth so that we can get better. I'm just like, that's the fast lane. You know, the truth is really the fastest way to find what you're looking for. And we know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So that's the way we want to walk in, and the truth of God's word, what it says, and apply it. And so a lot of our health problems come from a lack of wisdom or knowledge or disobedience or partial obedience and such. Suffice it to say, our country is in a health crisis, and I can't tell you how almost every person that I work with, it in some way, shape, or form, their health problems are affecting their mental health, their ability to get out of bed in the morning, or their ability to sleep and sleep sound, or even fall asleep. So it's affecting their moods and their hormones, which affects relationships. It affects our ability to let go of bitterness, for example, right? Or when your thyroid's low or your hormones are imbalanced. It's almost like being possessed sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, you sometimes, when you are completely tanked, can't control your emotions or your moods. Or you can know the word of God and be in it every day. And I can speak this from past experience. Until I went through this for over a decade as a believer, believed, like, how could anyone be mad at God or ever have bitterness toward God? And then I got rocked with that, which nothing I did, I tried to do everything right, I could not control. God called me to take a cup of suffering that I did not want, and I tried to do everything in my power to prevent, but it was my Garden of Gethsemane moment where it was like, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, please, God, please.
Yeah.
But he did not allow it.
In these troubling times, it's no secret that we are being censored. It's getting harder and harder to spread the truth. Facebook is throttling us, and we don't know how much longer we will be there. Here are a few things you can do to stay in touch with Deep Roots at Home. Firstly, sign up for our newsletter. Jackie sends out exclusive, important content to her readers. The link will be in the show notes. 2, consider making Deep Roots at Home your homepage in your browser. 3, print your favorite Deep Roots at Home articles and place them in a binder to have on hand in case of emergency. And finally, follow us on other social media channels. We are now on Telegram and Gab, and soon Truth Social.
Jackie's greatest desire is that God would be glorified through these dark times.
And so I got to go through several years of the depths of suffering that I did not think I could go to. And because I've heard taught from so many pulpits that if you're battling depression or anxiety, you are not trusting God, and that's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hearing men who have not suffered in this manner right. teaching this, and they do not know what they are saying.
Right.
Yes, not trusting God can open doors to anxiety and depression, but that is not the root cause of all anxiety and depression and mental illness, for sure. And I now know, because I was praying and I was in the Word and I was doing everything applicable as a believer to get out of it. But my hormones were so tanked and I was so sick and my body was so poisoned that here's a perfect example of gut-brain connection. My gut and brain were, I hit the perfect storm of overloaded with toxins with my daughter's birth and traumatic C-section and then every complication that could come from it and the trauma and shock of it. And then all these infections, I guess I picked up in the hospital, and it was the perfect storm and the enemy's attempt to completely take me out. Because now I was bringing another generation into this world. If he could kill me, he could kill the next generation. He could kill a marriage. He could destroy a ministry that was helping people to heal. I mean, he's not stupid. I don't blame him. But also God allowed me to go through it. And I would say, he trusted me to go through it because he did get me through it, even though it didn't feel like it for a long time. And it was hard. I can say that the root cause of that anxiety and depression, even after I got over like being upset with God, it didn't just magically go away because of that. Like I could not think straight and I could not think like a healthy, kingdom-minded believer when my brain and gut were like just totally poisoned. Does that make sense? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. There is such a stigma mm-hmm. in the church today with depression and mental illness that
yeah.
you have some sort of unconfessed sin, or you're just not spiritually minded enough. You're not praying enough. You're not seeking God enough.
When, in other words, it's your fault.
Yes. When it is, there's underlying actual physical things happening in the body that these sweet Christian mamas that are just being, it's just adding insult to injury when there's that stigma, because that there's already that tendency to self-blame, that tendency to think you're doing something wrong. And then when you're being told or even just maybe it's not even by words, it's just an understood thing that mm-hmm. that it's you're just not quite there as a believer where you should be spiritually if you're dealing with these mental issues. Yeah. And there are true physical hormone imbalances, true physical chemical imbalances happening
yeah.
that need to be addressed. And that can right. encourage it, that can encourage some of these women that are struggling.
Absolutely. And it is so isolating. So yeah. think about that. God's called us to be in fellowship. He's called us to koinonia. And when we are in the depths of despair, or say postpartum depression, anxiety, maybe to even the point of postpartum psychosis.
Yeah.
People just don't want to deal with it. Right. Other people. And they can roll their eyes at you or mock you or just be like, you just need to pray more. Or, I mean, there is nothing more hurtful than when a Christian says something out of line to somebody who is suffering and is trying and doing their best and loves the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and is still going through this. So suffice it to say, God allowed me to go through this to have much greater understanding and forever compassion.
Right.
Somebody is suffering this, because it is very isolating and you do get scared about who you can talk to about it or who you can trust, because people can turn on you in an instant. And so I think there's a lot of lessons from every side of that situation that we can learn from
yeah.
to do better. But also from the side of if this is speaking to someone who is suffering and you are not like, you know, living in like a blatant sin, because there are consequences to sin and there is anxiety and depression and even mental illness that can come as a consequence of sin. That said, Job was called to suffer terribly, and he was a man after God's own heart, and God allowed it. And his friends tried to blame him and say there was sin in his life.
Right.
But there wasn't. We know from the Bible that is not why he suffered as horrifically as he did. So it is unbiblical for somebody to teach that from the pulpit.
Absolutely.
And it's wrong. And I can, the shame and the isolation that it put on me, even knowing better, but not having experienced those depths myself personally until now. Wow. So eye-opening. Yeah. But I mean, at the root, so just to give you an example of how the gut-brain connection, let me bring it to life in a more personal testimony, I guess. I had numerous parasites. I had yeast overgrowth. I was injected with the antibiotics because I had a surgical birth. I was injected with morphine and pain pills and all the things. I had a cerebral spinal fluid leak complication from the epidural, from the surgery. I didn't meet my baby for over 24 hours because they almost killed me in surgery. So I was not only traumatized to go from 2 days trying for a home birth to about as most traumatic home birth as you could have, or I mean, sorry, cesarean birth as you can have, but then everybody met my baby before me. I was struggling to breastfeed. My milk didn't want to come in because my body was just traumatized and poisoned. But it's like I had this assault of drugs on a body that already can't detox, which is a big part of my testimony and all my past health problems and stuff like that, right? So I knew in wisdom that I was going to do anything I could to have a natural birth. But God had a different plan for me to walk through. And as a chiropractor and a fitness instructor, I was super fit. I was teaching spin until 34 weeks pregnant. I was, you know, had gone through all kinds of detoxification before. I was trying to rest. I quit working a month before my due date to have time to take care of myself and rest. I did all the things to try to turn a breech baby. And I was hanging upside down every day of my life until I went into labor. I mean, nothing was going to get that baby to turn. She was huge and healthy and well fertilized. And that was just how she fit in my body. And it ultimately led to a C-section, which changed the course of my whole life. So all that to say, what I have seen in myself, and now I can detect in others, even when it doesn't show up on testing, parasites are a big piece of the puzzle that affect gut and immune health and mental health, or even like mycotoxins and other things. They can be huge pieces of the puzzle when you're dealing with mental illness. And these are things that are harboring in our gut, or even through leaky gut, get out, and they can become systemic, and all of these different types of infections that can run rampant in our body, but primarily within our gut, totally affect our mental health. And then that affects anxiety and paranoid thoughts, or dark, you know, just dark heaviness or brain fog, to where we can't function and do what God has called us to do properly. So it affects our mothering, our ability to homeschool, or maybe we feel like, oh, now I have to send my kids off to school and I can't homeschool because I literally don't have the capacity, because I feel like I'm going to fall apart from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real. The ripple effect is huge and it's real. Right. So.
Right. We could have a whole podcast just on that, I think.
I think so too. I mean, seriously, I after I'd gone through this, I thought, why isn't anybody talking about this? Uh-huh. I had no resources, nobody to help me. It was like me and Jesus, and I had to take the long road, but it led to me going and getting excessive amounts of continuing education and training myself, and then wisdom from the Lord through personal experience. But it's opened the doors to be able to help a whole new population of people for sure. But I did think, God, everybody focuses on the pregnancy. There's so much that happens at birth and postpartum, for example. And then of course, all this gut brain stuff, regardless of birth or what sex you are or anything like that, right? It's gut-brain connection applies to every human. But oh my goodness, yes, we could talk for hours on it. And then what happens, what's not dealt with in us that passes on to the next generation? And I'm not talking about just like spiritually, I'm talking that literally passes through our body, our placenta, and our breast milk to our children. So every toxin and thing in our body has the potential to get passed on. And that's where we see these generations of like passed on gut brain damage, if you will, compromised immunity. Again, the age of autoimmunity and autism.
Yeah.
And the cycle just, it keeps getting worse from generation to generation.
Right.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff.
It is. It is.
So I have a scripture in front of me. Can I read that?
Absolutely.
So Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So I'll say, in light of what we do have control over, right? Whatever we feed the most wins. So if we feed our flesh the most, the flesh wins. But if we sow to the Spirit, our spirit man is going to win and is going to lead us into the way that heals, that leads to things that are eternal, to godly wisdom and to knowledge and to the power to change. And or, you know, God will open doors in his perfect will that are for us, that whatever it is that we each need. So we have a choice. Basically, we can sow to the Spirit and indulge in the things of the Spirit, or we can sow to the flesh and reap those consequences. But even when we're sowing to the Spirit, the unthinkable happens, or the traumatic injury, or, you know, an accident or a loss or something like that, like God is still faithful and he will still teach us much through those things. And he provides a way of escape, even in all of that. And sometimes it's just being free in our heart and mind to endure whatever that is. Even if our body completely fails us, even if we end up like a quadriplegic, I think of Johnny Erickson Tata.
Yes.
Right? I mean, she's so full of joy and hope, and she would never have what she has today, those gifts of like true joy and peace and faithfulness and all of that, had she gotten what she wanted as a teenager. Right?
Absolutely.
So
this has been just amazing. And I feel like we could talk for hours. And I'm really thinking of more podcasts here that we could be doing.
But I'm willing.
This has just been amazing. I think that this is really going to be a blessing to our listeners today. And I just want to thank you for the time that you've taken. I know you have a busy schedule, and just for sharing some of your wisdom with us is a major blessing. And I just want to thank you so, so very much.
Well, it's an honor to be here. I love doing it. And I sure hope that someone is encouraged, and that hope has been restored today. As always, that's
so our give goal. Us a website again for where people can go for more information.
Yeah, so it's drjana.com. So that's drjana.com. And pretty much anything they would need to get a hold of me or to schedule an appointment or for more information would be found there.
And then you also have a coupon, don't you?
I do. So the coupon code DEEPROOTS, all one word, all capital letters, DEEPROOTS, with no space in there, will give someone $55 off an initial consult with me. So that is applicable if this is speaking to anyone, and that would help them.
And that's good through February?
That's good through the end of February. Yep.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, yep. Thank you so much, Jana. I really, really appreciate it. And we look forward to having you on again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was good talking to you today.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Roots at Home podcast. We pray it has encouraged you in your walk with the Lord and as you serve your family. Could you do us a favor? If this has blessed you, could you help us spread the word by liking and sharing this podcast with your friends? And don't forget, we have lots of great links in the show notes that go along with today's podcast. See you next time.